A lunar labyrinth. We were walking up a gentle hill on a summer's evening. It was gone 8:30, but it still felt like mid-afternoon. The sky was blue. The sun was low on the horizon, and it splashed the clouds with gold and salmon and purple-gray. "So how did it end?" I asked my guide.
"It never ends," he said.
"But you said it's gone," I said. "The maze." I had found the lunar labyrinth mentioned online, a small footnote on a website that told you what was interesting and noteworthy wherever you were in the world. Unusual local attractions, the tackier and more man-made the better. I do not know why I am drawn to them. Stoneless hinges made of cars or of yellow school buses, polystyrene models of enormous blocks of cheese, unconvincing dinosaurs made of flaking, powdery concrete, and all the rest. I need them, and they give me an excuse to stop driving wherever I am and actually to talk to people. I have been invited into people's houses and into their lives because I wholeheartedly appreciated the zoos they made from engine parts, the houses they had built from tin cans, stone blocks, and then covered with aluminum foil, the historical pageants made from shop window dummies, the paint on their faces flaking off. And those people, the ones who made the roadside attractions, they would accept me for what I am.
"We burned it down," said my guide.
He was elderly, and he walked with a stick. I had met him sitting on a bench in front of the town's hardware store, and he had agreed to show me the site that the lunar labyrinth had once been built upon. Our progress across the meadow was not fast.
"The end of the lunar labyrinth? It was easy. The rosemary hedges caught fire, and they crackled and flared. The smoke was thick and drifted down the hill and made us all think of roast lamb."
"Why was it called a lunar labyrinth?" I asked. "Was it just the alliteration?" He thought about this.
"I wouldn't rightly know," he said. "Not one way or the other. We called it a labyrinth, but I guess it's just a maze."
"Just amazed," I repeated.
"There were traditions," he said. "We would start to walk it the day after the full moon. Begin at the entrance, make your way to the center, then turn around and trace your way back. Like I say, we'd only start walking the day the moon began to wane. It would still be bright enough to walk. We'd walk it any night the moon was bright enough to see by. Come out here, walk, mostly in couples. We'd walk until the dark of the moon."
"Nobody walked it in the dark?"
"Oh, some of them did, but they weren't like us. They were kids, and they brought flashlights when the moon went dark. They walked it, the bad kids, the bad seeds, the ones who wanted to scare each other. For those kids, it was Halloween every month. They loved to be scared. Some of them said they saw a torturer."
"What kind of a torturer?" The word had surprised me. You did not hear it often, not in conversation.
"Just someone who tortured people, I guess. I never saw him."
A breeze came down toward us from the hilltop. I sniffed the air, but smelled no burning herbs, no ash, nothing that seemed unusual on a summer evening. Somewhere there were gardenias.
"It was only kids when the moon was dark. When the crescent moon appeared, then the children got younger and parents would come up to the hill and walk with them. Parents and children. They'd walk the maze together to its center, and the adults would point up to the new moon, how it looks like a smile in the sky, a huge yellow smile, and little Romulus and Remus, or whatever the kids were called, they'd smile and laugh and wave their hands as if they were trying to pull the moon out of the sky and put it on their little faces. And then, as the moon waxed, the couples would come. Young couples would come up here courting, and elderly couples, comfortable in each other's company, the ones whose courting days were long forgotten.
He leaned heavily on his stick.
Not forgotten, he said. You never forget. It must be somewhere inside you, even if the brain has forgotten. Perhaps the teeth remember.
Or the fingers.